I'm Lorelai Kinnean. I had a chance to chat with four-time Iditarod champion Jeff King, who recently announced that the 2010 Iditarod will be his last.
I'm quite committed to taking a break from the Iditarod. I want to experience some more stuff. I mean, I want to do something else. It may be with Iditarod. It may be with, undoubtedly will be with dog racing. But I don't want to be in such a hurry anymore.
Are you selling your dog team? I heard there's dogs sold already.
They're all gone already. Every dog I'll be driving on the way to Nome, I'm thrilled with who all's ended up with them. There are three that I'm retiring. Two of those will stay with me, and one is retiring to a neighbor. But, yeah, you know, life's short. Then you die, you know. I want to try some new stuff.
So you having done this for so long and being so competitive and doing so well, you've got to be feeling pretty sentimental right now with the start and heading to Nicolai, heading to Roan, heading to all these places that you see in your sleep probably. Talk about that being your possible last race.
Well, you know, there you go, putting words in my mouth that I must be feeling sentimental, and I'm not. I'm feeling excited about going again and knowing that next year at this time I will be doing something else. It might be in those same villages, same checkpoints, same people. Maybe I'm a judge. Maybe I'm a trail breaker. Maybe I'm deep sea fishing in the Keys. I don't know. But I'm going to have a lot of dogs for a lot of years, and it just won't be racing in the Iditarod at breakneck speeds.
Now, it just baffles me. You're Jeff King. You say the word Iditarod, and Jeff King comes to mind. You know, Martin Boozer, Lance Mack, you guys are Iditarod. How did you make this decision? Why this year?
Well, that's a good. That is a good question. But you know, lots going on. My family is growing up and moving to different parts of the continent, and I want the freedom to go visit them. I also don't want my body to give out on me on the trail, and it's an inevitability that as we age, this type of stress will become more difficult. And just like I want to retire my dogs before they have a bad race, I have had a mantra for my dog team for years that I want them to retire before they have a race that tells me they should retire. And I want to retire from the Iditarod competitively while I'm still at my best.
Okay, so you've had an incredible season so far, taking in a lot of trophies and doing really well and then doing the Ferrandi, which is a new thing for you. Talk about your goals for this race, this Iditarod.
You know, it's hard not to be excited because my team has really gelled, and you know, I've been doing this long enough. I feel like every year I've had a great team, and I'm pretty sure I do this year, but I really won't know till I get to Nicolai, because those years I've won, I couldn't tell you before the race hit, this is the team. I don't know that until I get out there, but I can tell you this could be the team. And the fact that it's my last year, I'm thrilled to have a team that is clearly running on every piston like a well-oiled machine. So it's really going to be fun to do my best to drive this Cadillac of a team to the very best of my ability one last time.
King wanted to reinforce that he's happy to be at the 2010 Iditarod, and this being his last does not mean he's giving up.
I'm just going to be doing some other things and helping other people. You know, my Denali doubles race, one of the things I liked about it was a chance to personally mentor and promote others to mentor. And it happened. It absolutely happened. And we need some new faces, and I don't want to be gasping for air while Dallas Seavey zooms by me and feels sorry for the old guy.
Now, there has been talk that this could be Sebastian Schnuli's last race, and also Hans Gott is getting tired of doing long-distance races. Lance Mackey, of course, announced earlier this year that he will no longer race both the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod in the same year. We asked Jeff King, is this a trend you've been seeing? Are guys just simply getting tired?
Absolutely appears that way to me. It's cyclical, and it has to do with age. It also has to do with economy. You know, there are only so many beans in the pot, and you got to decide how you're going to, where you're going to put them, what you can do with them. I'm not suggesting that it's necessarily financial economy, but there's also energy economy. We all have so much energy. A smart person uses that energy wisely and takes stock of how much is there and how you want to spend it. I think a few years ago you could have said, you know, geez, Tim Osmar, Susan Butcher, Rick Swenson, you guys, you know, you are Iditarod. Well, they were, and we have been, and there will be others.
And in talking about those others, we asked Jeff King who he sees to be the future of the Iditarod.
Well, I can't help but be anything but pretty darn excited for the couple of people that are buying this team from me, a couple of which are very young, people whose fathers I have raced in years past, most notably Pete Kaiser. He has an excellent eye for dogs.
And Pete Kaiser, again, is a 22-year-old musher from Bethel.
He is tireless with his questions about breeding and training, and he is methodical, and he hocked a whole summer's wages to get in on my dogs. That he used the words, this is a chance of a lifetime. I wish him well. I know he's going to take good care of him. I've raced against his father, his family, and him. And certainly Dallas, CV, lots on the ball, very committed. Those two names, it's a no-brainer.
And in closing, Jeff King talked about the trail conditions he heard from the mushers meeting. Here's what he said.
They're icy, low snow, predictions for warm weather. All that translates to me into fast race.
So four-time Iditarod champion expects his last race to be a quick one from Anchorage to Nome. He went so far as to say the record could be broken this year. Iditarod 38 on KNOM is brought to you by NSDDC, TelAlaska, and Wells Fargo Bank. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.